this is the third interview. We're promoting the Cambridge induction in the State High School Hall of Fame coming up here in September. The 2005 era. We've had a chance to talk to a couple of quarterbacks. Of course, Ed Thompson, who got things started back early 90s, middle to late 90s. We talked with Zach Jones the other day. I thought, we got to stick with the quarterbacks. Got to stick with those quarterbacks, even though there's a lot of good linemen, good backs, receivers, but we got to stick with the quarterbacks, and that means early 2000s, Wade Vaughn's over at Cambridge had a chance to be a part of some championship teams. And Wade, appreciate the time once again. Those, I'm sure you still, with friends and even folks, ask questions about those great Cambridge football teams you had a chance to be a part of. You still get questions to this day, don't you?
It comes up every once in a while. I'll be honest, I haven't really thought about those times for a little while, but then the story came out, and so it made me think back on it a little bit more than I probably had here recently. So.
So it was a couple of years ago, back in the early 2000s. We're to 2026. So, yeah, there's a few years that have gone by since then.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that many, but time flies. And, yeah, it's
Wade, we had a chance to talk with Ed Thompson and with Zach Jones. Those are two quarterbacks. You were just a little guy back in the days when those guys were playing, but I'm sure you kind of remember them a little bit back in the playing days, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Growing up in Cambridge, I mean, that's what you did on Friday nights, is go to football games. And I had two older brothers who actually played with Ed back in those early 90s. So I remember getting in the van, going to every Friday night game, watching all those guys was a pretty special time when you really think about it. There were so many good athletes that went through Cambridge, and the program that they had was, I mean, it made you want to play Cambridge football when you grew up.
Yep, and the same coaching staff, even incredible, the same coaching staff stayed pretty much the same coaching staff all throughout Coach Kieser. I'm sure great memories. I don't know if you have a chance to see Coach Kieser very much anymore, but what a guy, what a great coach, what a great person.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him recently, but I usually connect with him, you know, it seems like once a year. And yeah, like you said, it's just a testament to him as a person, as a coach. Those years were really remarkable of what the things that he accomplished. And, you know, I don't think something like that's done very often, or it will be done again soon. So.
The last championship for you, 05, let's go with there first, because an incredible run during the season in the playoffs. Plainview in the championship, I know it didn't turn out as good as you wanted as it did in 2003, but still, that was a pretty incredible run in 05, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting year, because to start that year, I think we lost two games in the first, you know, three or four games that we played, both to really good teams, an Amherst team that went undefeated during the regular season, and then in overtime to the St. Pat's team that had won the state title the year before. But we really kind of got it rolling later in that year and started playing probably our best football then, and it kind of carried over into those playoffs. So, yeah, it was a pretty special run for us as seniors.
Yeah, and then before that, couple of years, then the 03 game, that was the year you guys won, added another championship banner with an incredible run that year as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, you know, we had a really good group of seniors that year. You had Matt Sexton, Tristan Foster, my brother was on that team, so that was pretty special being able to play with him. But those guys really set the tone for all of us underclassmen as well, and it was just a phenomenal year.
Of all those games, Wade, and this might be a tough question, I asked Ed and I talked to Zach about this as well. Is there a game or two, besides obviously the championship games, that really stood out, that just whenever you think about Cambridge High School football and back in your playing days, one game that, or maybe two games, a couple of games that stood out among the rest of them?
Yeah, I mean, I could go back to even before I was playing. I remember going watching Ed play at Laurel Concord his senior year, that state championship game when they still had the state championship games at the home sites. And I just remember that as, you know, being such a great atmosphere. And then you carry that over to, you know, like the 03 season, we played Lawrence Nelson in the semifinals that year. And I don't know if you know much about Lawrence Nelson, but their football field's on the old baseball field in Lawrence. And I mean, the atmosphere there, people just lined the whole outside of that field. And it's something that I won't forget. I mean, you don't really get that in Memorial Stadium with how big that place is. But at Lawrence Nelson, that atmosphere was pretty special, playing there. And then, you know, my senior year, I would say the North Platte St. Pat's game was a lot like that as well. The big rivalry there with St. Pat's, when we met up with them in the playoffs, they had beat us earlier in the year, and we probably played one of our best games of the year there, and there were so many people packed around that place as well. So those are probably the games that stood out to me the most.
You know, I think I asked the other two guys, and I'll ask you this. You know, playing Memorial Stadium, well, obviously, that was pretty darn cool. But playing those other playoff games, as you said, whether it be at your place in Cambridge, at Clint John Field, or on the road with those playoff games, especially where the crowd's right on top of you, right there on the sidelines. Oh, that's you think back, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I remember that. You know, that Lawrence Nelson game the most. We had played them the first game of the year as well, and I think they had won the state title the year before that. And going into that game, I think we beat them by, you know, shut them out, beat them 8-0. So going into that semifinal game, that was at Lawrence Nelson, and like I said, there were just so many people lined up along that field, and yeah, it's something that you just can't forget.
Going to try to make it down to Lincoln. It's a September. I think the official date has come out for this ceremony. But I'm just really wondering how many Cambridge players, coaches, were going to make it to this high school Hall of Fame induction. Because, man, you better have a big building. There was a lot of Cambridge players between 92 and, 2004, 2005.
Yeah, that was a pretty – I mean, the program is just such a tight-knit program, and that's a credit to Coach Keezer as well of creating that. And I think you will see a ton of people that will be there to support that in Lincoln come this fall.
And, of course, for you, you were a three-sport guy. I mean, during the season, playing some basketball. You were a good golfer, so you were busy throughout the season and had a lot of success in the other sports too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to, be on some really good basketball teams as well throughout my high school years, and then had some success on the golf course as well.
Still living in the Cambridge area to this day, and you and your family, and still loving life. I think an insurance business. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I moved back here about 10 years ago. Now it's been got married, have two little girls, uh-huh. So just kind of living the family life now.
I'm sure those girls, as they start to get older, I'm sure dad's going to teach them the ropes a little bit, have a golf club, but maybe they already have golf clubs in their hand. Oh, they do, don't they?
Yeah, we just went out actually yesterday and took them out, and both of them like to hit it around on the golf course a little bit already. So I'm hoping they take up that sport out of any of them. So
exactly right. Do you still keep in touch? We talked about the coaches, but I'm sure your buddies from high school, you probably have some still live around here, some that don't.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of the guys from my class have moved back to Cambridge, and I see them quite often. Actually, a lot of guys that farm with their families around here, or just do some other occupations. But yeah, hang out with them every once in a while. You know, some of those stories still come up about back in the day, and it just, like I said, it seems like it's so long ago now, but yeah, those were some pretty good memories.
Here's a hypothetical question. One last one for you, Wade, because, you know, of course, Cambridge and a lot of the area schools, because the numbers are now in the 8-man ranks. How would your how would your team have fared in 8-man football? Because you were 11-man back in the day. How do you think this team would have been in 8-man football?
You know, that's That's a great question, because when we were, I think after that 2003 year, the school board voted, because we were such on a, with our enrollment, we would have been in the middle of the pack probably for an 8-man school. So I think the school board actually voted on that after our, after that 2003 team, of whether we should go to 8-man or stay 11-man. We had a lot of good athletes that were on that team my senior year as well. So I think we would have been able to compete pretty well in that 8-man rank.
I have no doubt in my mind you guys would have just been just as good or even better in 8-man ranks with all the the studs you had on those teams. No question about it.
You think back on it, but I think we would have had success either way, just with, like you said, with Coach Keyser there. He was going to figure out ways to make people successful and put you in spots where you could succeed. So